Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am on alert to new with the evening news. First, the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches nationwide campaign for HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years. Nagaland launches HPV vaccination campaign. Nagaland joins the country in observing National Science Day, confers awards under Nagaland Science Mission. And US and Israel launch attack on Iran. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a nationwide campaign for human papillomavirus HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years in Ajmer, Rajasthan. The campaign was formally initiated by administering the HPV vaccine to 5 girls. Speaking on this occasion, the Prime Minister said the BJP government has always prioritized resolving even the smallest problems faced by women. He said that the HPV vaccination campaign is another important step in preventing cervical cancer in women. He said the campaign is an important step towards empowering the country's women power.
मुझे देश भर की बेटियों के लिए एक अहम अभियान शुरू करने का अवसर मिला है जहां अजमेर से एचपीवी वैक्सीनेशन अभियान शुरू हुआ है यह अभियान देश की नारी शक्ति को सशक्त करने की दिशा में अहम कदम है
Mr. Modi said, women are the backbone of every household, and since 2014, the BJP government has launched several schemes to empower women.
ने 2014 से पहले का वो दौर देखा है जिसमें शौचालय के अभाव में बहनों बेटियों को कितनी पीड़ा कितना अपमान झेलना पड़ता था गरीब बेटियां सैनिटरी पैड्स नहीं ले पाती थी पहले जो सत्ता में रहे उनके लिए ये छोटी बातें थी लेकिन हमारे लिए ये संवेदनशील मसला था इसलिए हमने इनका मिशन मोड पर समाधान किया
Nagaland today launched the human papillomavirus HPV vaccination campaign in concurrence with the nationwide rollout. Addressing the state launch at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary for Health and Family Welfare, Anoop Kinchi, said cervical cancer remains a major public health concern in India as it is the second leading cause of cancer deaths among women and accounts for over 18% of female cancer cases. However, he emphasized that cervical cancer is 100% preventable through vaccination and noted that the vaccine will be available at all government health facilities across the state.
This is a cancer which is 100% preventable by vaccination. This campaign is being launched targeting to vaccinate all eligible girls aged 14 years across country with single dose of Gardasil 4 vaccine at all the government health facilities. These health facilities will have cold chain points and dedicated medical officers for AEFI management. The vaccination may be done over 3 months during the period at which the HPV will be available every day to ensure maximum eligible girls are vaccinated.
Referring to the World Health Organization's global strategy to eliminate cervical cancer, Mr. Kinchi highlighted the targets to be achieved by 2030, including vaccinating 90% of girls by age 15, screening 70% of women by ages 35 and 45, and ensuring 90% of women with cervical disease receive treatment. He called for collective support to make the campaign a success and to safeguard young girls from cervical cancer. Certificates were distributed to beneficiaries during the program. Nagaland today joined the rest of the country in observing National Science Day. At the state-level celebration held in Kohima, Principal Secretary I. Himatojumomi stressed the critical role of science and technology in tackling unemployment and driving development. Urging students and parents to prioritize science education, he said, strengthening scientific capacity is essential for Nagaland's progress and for contributing to a developed India by 2047.
That science has to be the fundamental basis of Naga society. Yes, it's very good. Nagas love to sing and we love to dance and we have a very strong culture. But that can only take us that far. Identity can only take us that far. For your base, for our mode of production, for Nagaland's foundation, we need science graduates. We need engineers, doctors, technicians, whatever it may be. We're headed towards unemployment, a disaster, unusable, unemployable, unskillable. Complete change of direction is what our state requires.
In a first-of-its-kind initiative, the state government conferred awards under the Nagaland Science Mission, recognizing pioneers in science and technology. The Girl Child Award 2025 was begged by Sashi Mongla Longkamer for securing the highest marks in both science and mathematics in the elementary school leaving examination for government schools. Under the research grant for Indigenous Nagas of Nagaland, four research and development projects were approved for implementation from 2025 to 2027, each receiving a grant of 5 lakh rupees. Awards for Outstanding Achievement in Science and Technology 2025 were jointly conferred on eminent scientists Dr. Sapu Jankija and Dr. Vinodzala Kamal. Israel and the United States launched strikes on Iran with explosions reported in Tehran and other cities. U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington had begun a military campaign to counter threats from Iran. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz called the action preemptive and declared a nationwide emergency as sirens sounded across Israel. Iranian state media said Tehran was preparing a strong response. The strikes follow rising tensions over Iran's nuclear program. Meanwhile, India has advised its nationals in Israel to remain vigilant and follow official safety instructions. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Nagaland's Advisor for Civil Administration Works, Division and Taxes, Kadicho Kamo, today urged students to look beyond government jobs and strive to become leaders and entrepreneurs. Speaking at the inauguration of the upgraded government high school, GHS Rukizo in Futsero under Peg District, Mr. Kamo said education should nurture responsible leaders and professionals, not just job seekers. He noted that the upgrade would ease admission pressure on Futsero's lone government-aided high school and benefit students across the district. He also praised Chief Minister Nipu Rio's leadership and called for public support to accelerate inclusive development. The Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, in collaboration with Konyak Nyupu Sheko Kong, KNSK, conducted a legal awareness program at the DRDA Resource Center, MON, today. Judge of the Guwahati High Court and Portfolio Judge for Nagaland, Yaranjungla Longkumar, stressed that gender equality and awareness of legal rights are vital for a strong society. NSLSA Member Secretary Nico Akami highlighted free legal aid services for vulnerable groups. Officials also spoke on the POCSO Act 2012 and the Domestic Violence Act 2005. Mr. Akami later visited Mon District Jail, interacting with inmates and reviewing legal aid access. Mr. Akami recommended improved sanitation facilities in the female ward. Defense Research and Development Organization, DRDO, has successfully conducted 3 successive flight trials of very short-range air defense system, Visharats, from the Integrated Test Range, Chandipur, off the coast of Odisha. Defense Ministry said that these tests were carried out to revalidate the capability of Visharats missile system in neutralizing high-speed threats flying at varying speed, range and altitude. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, Armed Forces and the industries for the successful flight tests of the system. And the offices of the Superintendent of Police Kohima and Mellory have informed that they interview Viva Voce for a recruitment of constables GD under the Police Department Nagaland will be held from March 5th to 7th at their respective offices. The interviews for candidates in Kohima will be conducted from March 5th to 7th, while for Mellory District, it will be held on March 5th. The list of shortlisted male and female candidates is available at the respective SP offices. Now to end the newsy headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches nationwide campaign for HPV vaccination for girls aged 14 years. Nagaland launches HPV vaccination campaign. Nagaland joins the country in observing National Science Day, confers awards under Nagaland Science Mission, and U.S. and Israel launch attack on Iran. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.